This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to be shining the spotlight on one of the stars of the Chicago Auto Show for the media, as well as the folks that walked through McCormick Place while it was open. It is now, of course, closed, but this vehicle is still making lots of headlines, so we're going to tell you all about it coming up in hour number two of the program. Dan Watson, the CEO of the Lube Page, will be with us. He has more than 25 years of lubrication experience as a specialist. If there's anything you need to know about lubrication or oil or synthetics, we will cover it in hour number two of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations. Coming up in hour number three, he's a broadcaster, he's an author, he's a photographer. His name is Matt Stone, and he's the author of a great new book called Hot Rod Empire, and he'll be joining us in the third hour of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World stations, and of course heard around the world at GCNLive.com. Right now, let's go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth Jeff Birchnell, who is from Tuscany, who's going to tell us all about the all-new Harley-Davidson F-150, which debuted at that Chicago Auto Show. Jeff, welcome to the program. How you doing?
Hey, Bob. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. My voice is
Thanks for having me on.
Sure. I love talking about new product, and this is certainly one of the big stars of the Chicago Auto Show. Before we get into this all-new Harley-Davidson, tell us a little bit about Tuscany.
Sure, yeah. Tuscany Motor Company started in 1988, so this is our 31st year in business. We're in Elkhart, Indiana, which is about 3 hours south of Detroit and 2 hours to the east of Chicago. If you know anything about that area, that's where all the RVs are built in the country. Big RV country right there. But we're what's called a second-tier manufacturer of bailment pool with Ford Motor Company. That's our affiliation with Ford, and we've been that for 31 years. Part of that, which is a huge benefit to our retail customers, everything that we do, we have to mirror the factory warranty. So it's a 3 or 36,000 mile warranty on everything that we do to our vehicles. We have engineering assessments every year from Ford Motor Company. Their engineers come in and make sure we're doing it exactly the way they want it. And on top of that, for safety, we have to comply with all federal motor vehicle safety standards. So FMVSS or rollover stability, brake testing. We've even crash tested the F-150s that we build with the suspension modifications, just to make sure that their safety is there, you know, the way they need to be. A little background on us: we started out in about 35,000 square feet, about 50 employees. About 3 years ago, we doubled our size to 75,000 square feet on 13 acres. About 100 employees, and this year, right now, we're finishing up an expansion where we're going to 150,000 square feet on 34 acres with 200 employees. So, tremendous growth. Last year, we did about $60 million in custom sales, custom vehicle sales. So, the market for this type of vehicle is very strong right now.
That's fantastic, Jeff. What a great background on the company. Thank you for painting painting such a wonderful picture for us. Let's tell everybody about the 2019 Ford F-150 Harley-Davidson edition. Now, this isn't the first time that Ford has gone down this road with a Harley-Davidson model, but is this the first time that you guys have actually participated?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with our 31 years of experience of building these vehicles, and part of the program that we have with Ford is we only sell directly to Ford franchise dealers around not just the country but around the world. So in talking to dealers, you know, there's been a real gap where that Harley-Davidson truck's been gone, you know, because the history is Ford built it from 2000 to 2012. It was extremely successful. They did about 70,000 of those trucks.
Wow.
So about 2 years ago, you know, there was 5 year absence already of the truck, and we had a lot of dealers, you know, because we build a lot of specialty trucks, as you're probably aware. You know, we did a deal 4 years ago with Shelby American. We build the 755 horsepower Shelby F-150 and Super Snake F-150. We built another branded product, the Harley Davidson, or not the Harley Davidson, the Tonka truck, which was a Hasbro licensing project that we did. So we had dealers asking us for this type of product, you know, on the Harley-Davidson brand. So we approached Harley-Davidson about 2 years ago, talked to them about the opportunity to do this, and they were interested. So it took about 2 years to bring this thing to market. So, you know, we've got a contract with Harley-Davidson for the licensing. Spent a good year of this time with Brad Richards, the VP of design for Harley-Davidson, and his team to design and engineer all the parts that are on the truck. He was also, Brad, this is a pretty interesting story, he was the lead designer for the new body style F-150 that's the current truck right now. He used to work at Ford.
Terrific.
And worked there when they did the Harley-Davidson project in the past. So he was very familiar with it and excited about doing it. So we designed that thing about over a year. A lot of proprietary parts are on that truck. There's over 70 different proprietary parts that we built. And by proprietary, I mean we went out and actually designed the molds for all the parts. There's virtually nothing on the truck that you could go buy out of a catalog and put on, you know, just a stock F-150. But we took those trucks to the 115th anniversary celebration that Harley had out in Milwaukee back in Labor Day. And about 300,000 Harley-Davidson enthusiasts looked at those trucks over a five-day period. And we got tremendous response, which led us to move forward, you know, and go ahead and produce the trucks. So, as you said, we were at the Chicago Auto Show a couple of weeks ago and launched the truck. I think there was probably 100 different media outlets that covered it. It's been extremely successful. A lot of pre-sales already for the truck. Huge demand, just like we thought there would be. We actually started full production about 2 weeks ago on the truck. So those are in our facility right now in Elkhart being built. And will be available at the dealerships here within the next week or so. Start to be available.
That's fantastic, Jeff. It's interesting to note that both the Ford Motor Company and Harley-Davidson were founded in the same year. They were both founded in 1903. So these are two legendary American companies, and it must be great for you to be tying these two folks together and coming out with such an exciting product.
Well, it's really a dream project for our careers here at Tuscany Motor Company, and we're very proud, you know, to be representing those two iconic brands. Obviously, the F-150, the number one selling vehicle in America, you know, with over 900,000 of those being sold last year.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't argue with that success, and you can't argue with the kind of feedback that you've gotten from the media as well as all those folks who attended the Harley-Davidson Festival back in Labor Day. That's, talk about a great way to test market a vehicle before moving ahead. I can imagine the great response that you got then. Our telephone number is toll-free from across North America. If anybody has a question for Jeff, here's the number. It's 855-660-4261. We're going to put it in neutral, and we're going to take our time then we're going to take this whole hour and tell you all about this F-150 Harley-Davidson edition. And I can't wait to get into some of the particulars with Jeff. And I hope you stick around because lots more is around the bend. This is...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. We are back and we are live. Thank you very much for being here. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking about new cars, kind of comparing notes myself. along with our very special guest, one of our regular contributors. He's the publisher of Consumer Guide, Tom Appel. We're going to talk about 2019, 2020 models, and especially focus on the vehicles that Tom and his crew have been driving of late in the city of Chicago. Anytime Tom is with us as well, we always like to do some looking back at various things and like to have some fun. So let's go to suburban Chicago and welcome the publisher of Consumer Guide, Mr. Tom Appel. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
Oh, always a pleasure. Good afternoon.
Well, this is a cool vehicle you've got your hands on. There are so many variants. I was just thinking this the other day. You know, the folks at FCA, you know, are all right with me in more ways than one, but they have created so many incarnations of the Challenger that years from now, when it's out of production, I would imagine, you know, let's say a non-wide body red eye, or a, you know, a red eye with a sunroof and a wide body. The vehicle that you guys have driven recently is a 2019 Dodge Challenger GT. This is the all-wheel drive muscle car, and it's available now in blacktop edition. So, I mean, kudos to them, because they're going to make a lot of people happy down the road with their purchases appreciating in value and not going out of style for quite a number of years. It's good what they're doing.
Yeah, in many ways, to your point exactly, the Dodge Challenger is so much like the Porsche 911 in that there are so many varieties of these. Now, the 911 is all new right now, so there aren't that many options available right now, but just give it 5 years. And the Challenger is very much like that. As you mentioned, we test drove the GT, that's the all-wheel drive version, with the V6, and it is now available with something that Dodge calls the Blacktop Package. It's a $995 package, and that gets you blackout wheels, so they're black wheels, and all sorts of black trim. We had ours delivered with the F8 paint job, which is a military-inspired paint job that looks incredibly good. It's sort of a rich, dark forest green that looks incredibly good with the blackout trim package.
This vehicle, the Challenger, has been around since model year 2009, but yet they continue to update it. They continue to improve it. I mean, unfortunately, Mike Manley, the new CEO of FCA, has gone on record saying that, you know, one of these days it's going to go away, and that day isn't that far off. But look at this vehicle and all the value that it brings to the marketplace, plus being an all-wheel drive coupe, a large coupe with a usable trunk. The base price on the vehicle, $33,295, but yours loaded up with the black top package with the Harman Kardon. That's an amazing audio system. I believe it has 10 speakers and a subwoofer. And also the Uconnect Navi package in an out-the-door price of $39,965, which is a whole lot less than what you spend for an all-wheel drive 4-series BMW or many other incarnations, because, number one, there really isn't a all-wheel drive muscle car. This is the only one.
Yeah, and this answers a lot of questions, too, because it responds to a lot of concerns you might have about owning such a vehicle here in the Midwest or any place in the Snow Belt. Our guy Rick Cotta had a chance to drive the Challenger GT at the original launch event, which was centered around driving it in snow and in slick conditions. And the vehicle did very well in the snow, something you can't say about a standard rear-drive Challenger. So it kind of answers, you know, but it responds to a lot of the concerns that people might have about owning a sporty rear-drive car.
Exactly, and if you like the nostalgia looks of the Challenger, that's one of the things that you pointed out. The styling is great, the all-wheel drive, and it does have a comfortable ride, especially configured this way, where you're not going track hunting in this vehicle, so they have the less aggressive suspension setup, but a very good Pentastar V6 engine. And again, this is you're a big guy. I want to see what you gave this car for marks. Let's see, big for the big guy and B for the tall guy. I mean, people of all different sizes can fit in this vehicle. People of all different ages can drive this vehicle. And the good thing that I love about the Challenger compared to the Mustang in the Camaro is that trunk. That's a real usable trunk, and not to mention the back seats can fold down as well, but the trunk is mammoth.
Yes, that is very much a throwback to the 70s-style trunk, where the opening is actually faces up. Like these days, all trunks on cars, you sort of load from the back because the rear aperture is so small because the actual deck lid has shrunk. But another thing about the Challenger is that the rear seat is actually fairly useful. You could put adults back there in a pinch, something
absolutely.
You might not want to do in a Mustang, and you can't possibly do with a Camaro.
Yeah, absolutely. It is usable for adults, and it's usable for kids of all ages. You don't have to worry about any kind of child seat because they all fit in there. And as you can tell, I'm a big fan of the Challenger, and I salute them as well. Last year, the only way you could get this hood scoop was by buying the Hellcat. I mean, this year, the Hellcat has a new dual snorkel hood, and they've turned around and made this kind of NSA-style air intake hood available on the Challenger GT all-wheel drive blacktop. And again, if you're old school like me and like the big spoiler out front and the big hood with the scoop, this is one sweet ride.
Yeah, as you mentioned before, things like the different hood for 2019, this is the sort of stuff that's going to drive historians crazy in 25 years.
It is. It definitely is. And it's hope for all of us who can't afford this vehicle right now in new form. But, you know, down the road when these vehicles become used vehicles, there's going to be some great ones out there. And again, if you're lucky enough to be able to mix and match some unusual combinations, we may see in a year, you know, some of these more rare models, let's say a red eye wide body, and let's say with a sunroof, they're probably not going to make more than a handful of those. So down the road, it's going to be worth a lot of money. Well, good score on this one. Everybody check it out. You did a 50-50 driving mix with this vehicle. It's a big, heavy car. What kind of fuel economy did you get?
On this particular car, we saw just under 19 miles per gallon, which is right around the city number, which makes sense. We might be a little bit lead-footed at Consumer Guide.
No, you have to be, of course, especially driving a vehicle like this. How can you not be? But in my mind, that's good fuel economy, and that Pentastar V6 is putting out more than 300 horsepower, so you're not going to pay for not having the 5.7 or the 392 under the hood or either one of the 6.2-liter Hemis. We'll take a pit stop and then more with our friend Tom Appel. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. On Capitol Hill, there's talk about jailing people and imposing steep fines if the White House refuses to comply with Democratic lawmakers' request for information stemming from the special counsel's Russia investigation. Republican Senator John Kennedy on NBC's Meet the Press.
I don't think the House is in completely good faith. Let me give you an example. When the Ways and Means chairman said he wanted Trump's tax return, he said the reason I want his returns is because it will help me evaluate how good a job the IRS is doing in auditing. Now, give me a break. I mean, if you believe that, you'll never own your own home. Nobody believes that.
Kennedy says the dispute between the House and the White House is dangerous to America's institutions. And on Fox News Sunday, Democratic Congressman David Cicilline said Special Counsel Robert Mueller has reached a tentative agreement to testify before the House Judiciary Committee May 15th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Tom Appel is in the house. He's publisher of Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive. Check it all out at consumerguide.com. We're talking about some of the new vehicles, the 2019s and 2020s, that Tom and his crew have driven in recent days. And as we always do with Tom, we like to look back and have fun as well. And recently, I myself was in the market for a used vehicle, and one of the vehicles that you have a review flashback on is one that I was definitely considering. Unfortunately, I couldn't afford any one that I found, but the 2009 Pontiac G8 is got the Corvette engine, and like its GTO brother, it was a great, actually, in my opinion, just a great car from General Motors, none of the GTOs, even the first generation GTOs, still have their have a pretty good resale value. So I couldn't afford any of these, but for the right person, this is a real nice car.
Yeah, everything about this car is sort of a shame, just because we lost it too soon. Had Pontiac not been dissolved. Because this car was launched in 2008, had Pontiac not been dissolved, this might have represented an entirely new direction for Pontiac into a sort of rear-drive premium Euro and tender alternative. And it's such a shame we lost this car. It was a big sedan. It was available in base GT and GXP trim. GXP was just a 2009
model. It wasn't available in 2008, but you had the 3.6 liter V6, very nice General Motors engine, a 6 liter V8, and then in the GXP, which was only available for 2009, you had the Corvette derived 6.2 liter V8, which could be had with a 6-speed manual transmission. It was an incredible car. It looked great. A lot of people thought it was understyled for a Pontiac, but I think that that was a direction Pontiac needed to go. But the GXP was with manual. There's only 800 of those out there, so they're actually fairly rare, and I suspect I couldn't find any reasonable amount of, there wasn't enough activity to kind of nail down what they're worth, but there seems to be a lot of collector interest in those cars.
Yeah, it seems like the owners that have got them are holding on to them, and those few that are selling them are doing so at a pretty hefty price, not that far off from what they actually stickered for. Recently, you guys had the opportunity to get behind the wheel of the 2019 Insight in touring trim, and this, of course, is a compact car. Tell us a little bit about your discoveries with the 2019 Honda Insight Touring.
Yeah, this is the third vehicle that Honda has dubbed Insight. The first was a little aluminum two-seater, very interesting and highly efficient car. The second was slightly disappointing. It was a very price-effective car at around $21,000-$22,000, but it was a little small and the fuel economy wasn't huge. But the third-generation Insight, they may have gotten it just right. Why they've chosen to make their hybrid a separate model as opposed to a hybrid version of the Civic, unclear in terms of what their marketing goals are for the vehicle. But the Insight itself is really worth people's attention. It's sort of an upscale Civic. The interior is very nice. The hybrid system is almost flawless. It's just a quick, nimble car that feels a lot like a Civic, but actually has a nicer interior. We didn't quite hit the fuel economy numbers for this car. We saw 38 mpg in regular driving, though we did drive this in the winter, and it was just a little bit colder out than normal, so that might have affected things, but I suspect that in regular driving, most people would see about 40 mpg. But the best thing is that even in top-line touring trim, our car came in under $29,000, which is a pretty good price for a really nicely equipped hybrid vehicle.
Absolutely. And again, this scored well with the Consumer Guide report card. You gave it a B-plus for room and comfort. You gave it a B-minus for room, power and performance, an A for fit and finish, an A for fuel economy, and an A for value. And the price is tested $28,985. Sounds like you guys really enjoyed your time with this new Insight.
Yeah, we really did. And you could spend less by going with a lesser trim level, too, which is actually a very compelling option for people who aren't moving to a crossover and would like to see better fuel economy.
Absolutely. Tom, before we go any further, why don't we take a moment and tell everybody about Consumer Guide, tell them about the yearly Best Buys, and then do a little personal plug for yourself and the great work that you do on the blog, the daily blogging, including a story all about classic bus ads. I mean, where else can you find a story written about classic bus ads? But Tom Appel with Consumer Guide, he does all kinds of cool things on a regular basis. But tell the listeners more.
I will. Thanks, Bob. Yeah, we've been around since 1967. We're Consumer Guide. We went online in 1995 and never looked back. All of our new car and used car reviews are at consumerguide.com. When we feel like having a little fun with what's going on in the auto world or going in-depth on a new car or truck, that's where things are posted at CG Daily Drive. That's our blog. You can get there from consumerguide.com or easy to find. But all sorts of stuff going on. There's always a place to comment at the bottom of the article. So we welcome your feedback on what we do. If you're interested in following me on Twitter, I am car_guy_Tom on Twitter, and I tend to post cool pictures of old cars I see on my commute to work, which you may enjoy, so check that out.
I love that, and you know, I find myself now snapping pictures of some unusual vehicles. I saw my first Range Rover, first generation Evoque convertible just the other day, and unlike the ill-fated Nissan Pathfinder convertible SUV crossover, which was just plain ugly in my opinion, The Evoque is actually quite a sharp-looking vehicle that never has come through to me press fleet-wise, so it was cool to snap a picture of that Evoque being used by somebody.
I have never seen in the wild either an Evoque convertible or even an Evoque two-door. Those are both very rare, and both are gone for the redesign, at least for now. So, yeah, that's kind of a crazy rare thing to see in the wild.
Absolutely. And speaking of rare things, you've got a story up. It's actually a photo feature of the 1938 Peugeot 402B with a retractable hardtop. So all of our younger listeners who think the Mercedes SLK in the late 90s was the first retractable hardtop, they have had many going way back into the 30s.
Yeah, this is well worth a look at, just because the dimensions and the general proportions of this vehicle are so odd. And there's a lot of interesting stuff about this car. As you mentioned, it's got a retractable hardtop, and to accommodate that, the rear trunk area had to be huge. So this relatively small car has a 130-inch wheelbase, so it has an incredibly long wheelbase. But the other thing is it rather obviously borrows styling cues from the Chrysler Airflow products earlier in the decade. It's extremely aerodynamic and extremely deco-looking, really rather good-looking from the front end. I think the styling's controversial. I think it's really cool that the headlights are hidden underneath the grille, and I think that the aero deco trim looks great, but the long wheelbase is arguably odd. But this is truly a fascinating car.
Yeah, beautiful car, very, very interesting design. Folks, check it out at the Daily Drive, getconsumerguide.com. Let's talk Lexus, one of the current vehicles that have been evaluated by you and your team, is the Lexus UX 250H in F Sport configuration. Now, many of our listeners may be saying, what in blazes is a UX? Why don't we begin there?
Yeah, that's a great question, too. The UX is new this year. This is Lexus's first foray into a smaller-than-compact crossover. This actually slots in their lineup underneath the NX in price and size. And there are two versions of the UX for this year. One is the 200, that's gasoline-powered, and one is the 250H, which is the hybrid version of that vehicle. Both are available in sporty F-Sport trim. We had a chance to drive both of those in close succession, and actually, we like them a lot. They sort of position against the Infiniti QX30 and the Mercedes-Benz GL.
Cool.
GLA.
We'll pick it up on the other side of this break. More about the 2019 Lexus UX 250H F Sport. That's a mouthful. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. and they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Here he is, the rock and roll gearhead, Billy F. Gibbons. A little inside scoop here on Billy. A lot of people don't know this, but I know it for a fact. He's a chef, and he loves to make guacamole. And he actually guests from time to time at some of the hotels and some of the restaurants in Beverly Hills with his very special guacamole. And I believe he does chili as well. So a little inside scoop for you folks who love ZZ Top and our good friend Billy F. Gibbons. We've got Tom Appel with us. He's the publisher of Consumer Guide. And remember when life was not that complicated. In 2019, we love to complicate things. There was a day in time when you would drive a blank make vehicle and a blank model vehicle. But the vehicle we're talking about right now has got a whole mouthful to go along with it. And when somebody asks you what you're driving, you have to say, I'm driving a Lexus UX 250H F Sport. Boy, oh boy, isn't that amazing how far we've come?
Yeah, and the style here is mildly troubling to me. I won't hold this against Lexus, but they use F-Sport on a lot of their models as an upgrade sportier trim level, and they don't hyphenate F-Sport. So you just have the letter F hanging out there in the middle of the model name. And from a style position and having to use this in social media, it's extremely confusing.
Absolutely. Let's take a look at this vehicle, a premium subcompact crossover going up against Mercedes, and what are some of the other players that they have their eyes on?
Yeah, I think the most direct competition as far as the Mercedes-Benz GLA and the Infiniti QX30, both of those are small crossovers, and I think compete most directly with this vehicle.
I see the word 250H. Is this a hybrid vehicle?
Yep, yep. There's the 200, that's gasoline, 2-liter, and then this is the electrically augmented 250H. Yeah, it was a hybrid. And interestingly, the 200 is available only in front drive, and the hybrid 250H only in all-wheel drive.
Well, that's good. It makes sense, absolutely, performance-wise and probably budgetary-wise for the shoppers who are in this category. Let's talk about the base price. It's $36,000, which is not a bad base price, but, you know, it's like most Lexus products and like so many other brands as well. Doesn't take long for you to start checking those boxes, and the next thing you know, the vehicle you guys had stickered at $40,910, and I bet you could have rung it up even more.
Yeah, a little bit more. Yeah, so that's $5,000 an option, or 25% of the price. So you can load these up. The base model should be actually be available if you wanted to buy those, but there's a couple of things here, these options you might want, including the wireless cell phone charger, which isn't very expensive. But there's certain safety equipment that isn't standard that people are going to want. And that stuff is optional.
Excellent. Tom Appel is with us, publisher of Consumer Guide. And every Tuesday, if you subscribe to the newsletter from Tom, he tells you what to look forward to during the week. And check out all the great offerings that Tom and his crew do at ConsumerGuide.com. Let's talk Fords. I'm glad to talk about something other than a truck from Ford for a change. And this is kind of a hot vehicle that they put together, the 2019 Ford Edge ST, with a real serious emphasis on sport. I mean, this is not a product of the so-called Ford Performance Division, such as the Shelby GT350 and the upcoming Shelby GT500 and, of course, the GT Supercar. But I gotta think that some of those engineers and some of those guys got some time in the development process with this vehicle.
Yeah, I think you're right, Bob. And this is a really interesting vehicle because I think it represents something we're going to see more of as people commit to crossovers instead of cars, and that's high-performance crossovers. And the Ford Edge ST is legitimately high-performance. The Edge was redesigned this year, and the V6 engine that had sort of been the middle engine has gone away. So if you're looking at a Ford Edge, your choices this year are a 2-liter turbo or to upgrade to the ST, and it's a turbocharged 2.7-liter V6. And that is turbocharged to a significant 335 horsepower and all sorts of torque. This vehicle feels fast, and it rides and drives like it's fast. If this is something that interests you, I strongly suggest you take a test drive because the ride is much more, much firmer than you might expect in a vehicle like this. Ford has taken the chassis tuning very seriously. And the seats are also aggressively bolstered. So this is not just a kind of a sporty version of the Edge. It's more of an upgrade than that. But that said, this is a fun-to-drive vehicle. It is practical. You can put five people in it if you had to. It's got all sorts of cargo space. And even the fuel economy was reasonable given the performance we had seen. Almost 20 miles per gallon, which is actually surprising, all things considered.
Absolutely. And as you say, this vehicle, if you're considering it, you definitely need to take it for an extended test drive to make sure you're going to be okay with the ride quality. Other than that, I mean, this is definitely a home run for Ford as far as I'm concerned. Price is tested, gets up there a bit at $49,435, base price $42,335. But you gave it some great marks, room and comfort, B+, power performance, an A, fit and finish, a B+. And this is, again, a domestic manufacturer, Ford. A lot of people raise eyebrows with that. Fuel economy, A, and overall value, B, and for big guys, gets a B+, and for tall guys, a B. So, Tom, you really gave this one an excellent mark in the big guy category. You could really feel comfortable in it.
Yeah, the only thing I would suggest that anyone really big and a little bit wide, just drive it, see if you can do a long test drive and make sure that the side bolsters don't bother you in the back and around the shoulder area. They can be a little bit confining for the bigger folk. But this is, yeah, a very comfortable vehicle on the highway. And really, ride quality, the only real issue here.
Yeah, absolutely. And Again, this is available now as a 2019 model, and if you're interested in a performance vehicle from Ford, this is something really cool. Another cool thing that Tom has done is called Model Year Madness, 15 sporty car ads from 1984. Now, it's ironic that this vehicle that you are showcasing here, which I believe is an Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme, is that what it is?
That is a Cutlass Supreme in Hurst Olds trim.
Ha-ha, it reminds me of, I owned a 1979 Ford Mustang Pace car with a 5-liter V8 engine for more than 20 years. It was a car I had when I was young, and I just held on to it and eventually sold it to someone who always wanted it, always had their eye out on it. But, you know, I had it in my possession, so stop and think, about 25 years, believe it or not, Tom. And it's the exact same color scheme. If you compare that 79 Mustang Pace car, silver with the red and the black below. Interesting that it matches identically up to the old Ford Mustang Pace car.
Yeah, and I remember that Pace car really well because Ford did considerable advertising surrounding that car and about the fact that Ford was pacing Indy that year. And you just saw a lot of that car. And I think most showrooms had one parked there so you could come and check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've dug up some great ads for model year 1984. Tell us about some of your particular favorites.
Well, my favorites in this group, absolutely the Hurst Olds. That was equipped with the Hurst lightning rod suspension, which is sort of one of the earliest examples of an automatic that you could self-shift, but it really only allowed you to go from first to second. I don't think that third activated that reliably on the actions of the driver, but it looked cool in pictures. And then some great Chrysler stuff, some great Mopar stuff that's largely forgotten. The Dodge Daytona and Shelby trim was a great car. And that's
absolutely.
And then there was a Charger. It's interesting that Dodge had two similarly sized front drive cars that were actually on different platforms, but they had the Dodge Daytona and the Dodge Charger, which were different vehicles, and both could be Shelby that year.
Yeah,
and then I love this black Lincoln, black Mercury Capri, this Mustang, basically a Mustang clone with much more refined trim, in my opinion.
Yes, most definitely. And some of the other ones, the 20th anniversary Mustang, that Capri ad is very cool. The new Nissan 200SX Turbo, they still love these 200SXs on the used market because a lot of people like to use them for autocross and for drifting. But we'll talk about that another time. Meanwhile, everybody visit the website. And what is that website, Tom?
ConsumerGuide.com.
We got a little late start with you. We'll make it up next time and do a full hour. We thank you so much for your time here today.
Sounds good. Thanks.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.